Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You may not be familiar with this Central Mass town, but you probably know the voice of one of its hometown heroes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Carl Bean, the voice of Fenway Park, welcoming you to the town of Ware, the town that can't be licked.
The voice of Fenway, Carl Bean, earned his chops on local radio station WARE. With WACO, Waco, in Texas, it was one of only two stations in the country with call letters spelling out its town's name. But WARE is no more. It still uses those call letters, but the operation has picked up and moved to nearby Palmer, leaving behind another empty storefront on Ware's Main Street. It's our third day on the road, heading west on Route 9. We're broadcasting today from one of those vacant storefronts on a street corner in downtown Ware. This one is owned by Joel Harder, a downtown business leader. Harder says Ware is a forgotten town and hopes the next governor of Massachusetts will at least try to help.
I don't know what any one person can do to solve any of these problems, but I'd like to see our governor focus more on Western Mass. It's not just Ware. Western Mass seems to be always the end of the world for our governors. And you very rarely see them out here unless it's an election.
So, what can be done for towns like Ware? To try and answer that question, we're joined here this morning on Main Street in Ware, live by Dr. John Mullen, director of the Center for Economic Development at UMass Amherst, which is about 20 miles or so down the road. Dr. Mullen, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate your trekking out to Ware this morning.
I'm happy to be here, Bob.
We just heard from a downtown business owner who says he's trying to turn things around in downtown Ware. He'd like to. Is that realistic?
I think it's going to take a long time, but I think it'll occur in small pieces. I think that there is a market here. There is a collective spirit in Ware, and that if people can come out and identify uniqueness, specialty, and cachet, that there's some hope for the place.
But the town has high unemployment, 9.3% according to the latest statistics, a point higher than the state average. There's no industrial base to speak of, very few living wage jobs in town. Hunger is an issue, as we're going to hear in a few minutes. One of our reporters, David Boeri, has described Ware as Appalachia. Is that too extreme?
I think it's too extreme, but I do, and I think that Ware is going to be increasingly a commuter place, that people will have to go great distances to find jobs, and that this is going to be the shape of things to come for them. I also think that Ware is going to be increasingly attractive to those people who want to find inexpensive housing. If you go west from Worcester west or from Springfield north, that Ware will be a real bargain. We use the term all the time of drive until you qualify. And that is for those people who need to find housing and work in other places. And I think that Ware would be an opportunity for them.
But we've heard the word stuck, which is used a lot here in Ware, when individuals describe themselves or if they're describing each other. And this whole town seems stuck, too. You said that some people might have to drive in order to find work. But is there anything that Ware can do to restart itself, to locate new business, new industry in town?
Well, the first thing, it'll never be a manufacturing center again, at least not in the sense of the 19th century. I think it needs to have a cooperative spirit between the government and the owners of the mills. I think it needs some state aid, and I think it needs to begin to advertise itself as a place where people can live and work in the same community. If I take a look at the mills, I think you're going to see the opportunities for small businesses of one sort or another. Everyone talks about having artists and artist lofts and this sort of thing. I'm not sure that it has that cachet yet, but indeed that inexpensive space, once we get out of the recession, could have great value.
Well, it did try a few years ago Ware to make itself the antique capital. All of these storefronts were filled with antique stores, and that failed. But a quick answer to this last question, if you would. In the gubernatorial campaign, and especially in the last few days, Governor Patrick has been touting numbers which he says show the Massachusetts economy bouncing back faster than the rest of the nation. You see any sign of recovery here?
I think mill towns lag. It'll take a long while after the recovery comes to see that these places begin to attract new businesses. So I don't think that they're going to be the first recipients of the recovery.
Dr. John Mullen, Director of the Center for Economic Development at UMass Amherst, thank you very much for joining us here in downtown Ware this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Bob.